others, you will die in jail.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to sound like a know-it-all, but you just said irregardless. There's no such word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the internet airwaves.
I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
Hello. Welcome to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Unfortunately, Mark has been very busy doing terrible, terrible things in October in Salem. And I'm here to make sure that he pays. Live or die, the choice is yours. If you're listening to the show, you're listening one of two ways: through the live platform, which is Facebook, or through Podbean. You can click podbean.com. And you can pick one of the many platforms that you listen to your podcast through. Mark has been very bad. Take a look at the video screen. I have taken him to a secret location. And in order for him to survive this game, you, the listeners, must participate. And if you get these answers right, Mark will live. If not, too bad. But let's start off the show the way that he would normally do it. He'd tell you about what's going on in the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So what's been happening? Let me tell you about me. I'm Jigsaw. I've taken over Radio Irregardless. The Christmas Carol. I know, it's my holiday, Halloween, but I'm supposed to be promoting The Christmas Carol in December. If Mark survives October, he will be on The Christmas Carol playing Ebenezer Scrooge. I was going to talk about some current events, but I don't want to, because it's just too interesting to watch him strapped to a chair. People in the comments, I'm going to be playing some games with you. And because it is October, I'm going to have you guess themes from Halloween movies, horror movies, if you will. But things are very scary, especially this day. You know what it is? Let me tell you about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
Not only is it an interesting day for Mark, it's been an interesting day in the history of the world. On this day, in 740, an earthquake struck Constantinople. On 1366, a comet, the Tempi Tuttle, approached Earth. Also in 1492, the graphite pencil was first used. All scary events
On this day, in 1951, Rocky Marciano defeated Joe Louis by a TKO in Madison Square Garden in the eighth round. 1962, JFK warned Russia that the U.S. will not allow Soviet missiles in Cuba. Khrushchev responded by saying he offered to withdraw the missiles if the U.S. closes its base in Turkey. 1962, the U.S. performed atmospheric nuclear tests on Johnston Island. And a year later, an underground nuclear test at Fallon, Nevada. In 1964, Eric Edgar Cook becomes the last person in Western Australia to be executed. In 1965, Sylvia Likin is tortured by a teen girl gang. They later become the Spice Girls. On this day in 1972, Edwin Land introduces the first instant camera, the Polaroid SX70. Oh, speaking of cameras, how's Mark doing? Oh, he's twitching. On this day in 1972, guided tours start at the former prison, Alcatraz. 1973, President Nixon releases the first White House tapes on Watergate scandals. On this day in 1977, the last natural case of smallpox discovered in Somalia. The anniversary of the eradication of smallpox. On this day in 1982, the U.S. budget deficit reaches more than $110 trillion for fiscal year 1982. 1987, the Dow Jones is down 156.83 points. On 1987, the head of a Salvadorian Human Rights Commission was assassinated by death squads. On this date in 1988, Donald Trump bills Mike Tyson $2 million for 4 months of advisory service. This is all very scary for one day. On this day in 2001, the United States passes the USA Patriot Act into law. Speaking of that, how is Mark doing? Let's see. On this day in 2017, an explosion and fire at a fireworks factory in Tangerang, Indonesia, kills 47 and injures dozens. But hundreds are impressed. On this day in 2017, the oldest known tsunami victim was revealed by sediment. They discovered a 6,000-year-old skull by scientists near Altep, Papua New Guinea. And also, in 2020, just 2 years ago, the U.S. Senate confirms Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Birthdays? Hillary Clinton is 74. Seth MacFarlane is 49. Keith Urban is 55. CM Punk, a wrestler, is 44. Pat Sajak, I'd like to buy a vowel, 76. Tim Kavanaugh, he was on The Flash. He's 59 years old. Julian Dennison, you might know him. He was the little boy in Deadpool. He's 19 today. John Hader, Napoleon Dynamite, he's 44 years old. Dylan McDermott, he's a serial killer, I think, maybe. I knew he's played one. He's 60 years old. Anthony Rapp, you may know him from Star Trek Discovery. He's 50 years old today. And, coincidentally, today's birthday features Cary Elwes. You may know him. Because he cut his own foot off in my first movie. As You Wish, Princess Bride. that's today's birthdays. How's Mark doing? Let's check on him. Oh, I bet he wants to get out. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game. And if you get the answer right, Mark lives. And if you get it wrong, I bet you can guess. Let's start. I'm going to play you a movie theme, and you are going to write it in the chat. All right, here's the first one. Get ready. All right, put it in the chat. Otherwise, Mark won't live. That's right. Freddy Krueger, a good friend of mine. That's Nightmare on Elm Street. This is a classic. I love his work. All right, there's the second one. Oh, Halloween, you are correct. Oh, Mark may yet live this very night. Usually he'd be playing the game. Here's another one. This one's far too hard. It came out in 1980. Jack Nicholson was the lead. Here's Johnny. Correct. The Shining. Very correct. Correct. Oh, that one was hard. Oh, The Shining Jaws. Correct. Shining Jaws. It was both. How about this one? That is correct. Psycho. Oh, Mark may live this very night. How about this one? The Conjuring. Joy Luck Club. Not even close. That's his wife. She doesn't want him to live. She's the sole beneficiary of all the insurance money. Actually, she let me in the studio tonight. This one's a hard one, though. You're not going to get that. That's Friday the 13th. How about this one, then? I'll give you a hint. When you go out trick-or-treating, you get this. No, Annabelle. No, not even close. All right, let's see. You got two right and two wrong. It doesn't look good for Mark. That was actually the theme from Candyman. Who can make a sunrise? Not that Candyman. How about this one? So far, it's 2-2. You only have 10 of these. Correct, Exorcist. Now you're 3-2. Nobody even saw this movie. People know about this movie, that they've never seen it. There were sequels. Oh, The Ring. You are now three. You're now 2 and 4. No, I don't need it. I don't need a cough drop. Everything's fine. How about this? I gave you that one. So you got 2 right, missed 2. No, you got 2 wrong, missed 2. And you got 4 right. But that last one, you have to get the last one. No, nobody put it in. Let's see. Look, where's how's Mark doing? Okay, still twitching? Okay, good. Just sit there. Just enjoy yourself. Saw was the last one, yes. How about this one? This one's hard. Did you get it? Rosemary's Baby. No one scored. Doesn't look good for Mark. Out of Africa. What? No. To guess this one. That was Dracula. No points. Oh, it doesn't look good for Mark. Not at all. Kim Cento did get Stroker, so I will take that back. The chat is on a slight delay. Yeah, you got it. All right, that one's tough. Oh, that one might, you might get that one. Because that was a great movie. I did, Jigs. You got the points. All right, Mark's going to lose only 1 finger. Okay, there he is. He's twitching. All right, we'll get him back. Don't worry. You got your points. Everything's fine. But did you get that last one? That was Carrie. Carrie. Or Jim Carrey. One of them. One of them got it. Here's another one. Every song sounds like the same song. Oh, no one's going to get that either. Caroline, Caroline. That's Poltergeist. Oh, you're starting to lose ground. It's supposed to make your eyes water. The chats are ridiculous. Just think about your husband right now. His eyes are watering. He can't get out of that chair. Just guess the song. You're not going to get that one either. That's Jacob's Ladder. If I really wanted to kill him, I'd do it to that song. All right, here's another one. How about you pick the songs? How would that work? Wait a minute. How would you pick a song and I would guess it? That doesn't even make any sense. And that movie sucked. That was The Company of Wolves. Nobody even saw that movie. How would you know the theme? No. Mark just said, don't do it. Look at him shaking his head, twisting. He's been torturing people all month, including his wife. Okay, we're done with this. This has gone horribly wrong. All right, we guessed the movies. None of them worked out. But you know, an overall score wasn't bad. So what we'll do is we'll release Mark. Let's see. He's on a timer, by the way. But let's say do this. Because this show is only supposed to go 30 minutes. And my voice is starting to hurt. Because my voice modulator is not working. And before you figure out who I really am, I'm going to take our first break. And when we take the break, there's several things inside the break you're going to listen to. We're going to have some fun. But you are listening to Radio Irregardless with Jigsaw. I'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge. And although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Ages ago, tribes of Celtic farmers believed there was one day a year where the season of life meets the season of death.
Today's the day! The sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of...
The tank is clean.
And that day was called Samhain.
We did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can.
Druid priests tried to foretell whether their villages would survive the winter.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established All Hallows Day, and soon Samhain became known as All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic, which will wear costumes and run amok.
Amok!
From there, it was a short walk to the name we all know today, Halloween. The origins of trick-or-treating remain unclear. It is believed to have stemmed from a custom known as souling, in which the poor went from home to home and prayed for the souls of each family's dead.
Klaatu, Murata,
Halloween's appeal transcends age, delighting both children and, yes, even adults alike.
Aren't you getting a little old, Mitch? Shouldn't you step aside?
It's a day to step into costume, gorge on sweets, throw ghoulish galas, and scare ourselves silly. The truth is frightfully clear. Not even a silver bullet could stop Halloween now.
Silver bullet, the one that won't slow you down.
Talking about cool, like it's the right beer now.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
It's great to see you all for the annual poker game. It's going to be a very busy weekend for everyone, so it'll be nice to have some downtime with each other. Chucky, did you bring the chips?
I brought the salsa. It's legendary.
Well, Pinhead, I brought the pretzels.
Who ever heard of pretzels and salsa?
Nobody told me there'd be salsa.
You know that Ghostface and I are gluten-free.
And I'm vegan.
You can still eat pretzels, Jigsaw.
No, I can't. I'm raw as well.
There's plenty of food for everyone. Besides, I was talking about poker chips. Michael and Jason should be here soon. Let's just count out all the chips.
Is there a buy-in?
Yes, $20.
I may be a little short.
How much do you need, Jiggy?
$20.
What the fuck?
Language, Charles. You may be a killer, but you don't have to be a savage.
I know you're all zen now, but some of us still lose their patience.
You might want to try meditation. I listen to an MP3 of a brook in a meadow.
That sounds nice. I wish I had the time.
Hey, Michael, Jason. What's new, guys?
Right.
Well, come in. Take a seat. We just started.
Jason, did I hear that you just got a book deal?
I'm seeing someone.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
The girl from Starbucks?
No. Target.
I'm still on eHarmony. I think I should change my profile pic.
Christian Mingle seems to work well. Let me see your profile. Dude, you don't use that one. It looks like you photoshopped your ex out of the picture.
I did. It's the only one of me smiling.
No phones at the game, man. Is that your old lady? Come on, guys, really?
Hey, Jason, did you do those webisodes where you pranked the guys fishing? That was epic, man.
Are we playing or not?
I'll deal.
Can I get a cut? Very funny, asshole.
Frederick.
Sorry, Ghost, but Chucky's being a dick.
You can take it. It's just a little slice.
This sweater was a gift.
Guys, can we just play? I feel lucky. I'll take 2 cards.
I'll take 3.
Jason, how many cards do you want? No, I can't give you 5. No. How many? Why don't you just say how many? Dude, I'm sorry. Jason, just explain to me. Come on, guys. I didn't read. Ugh.
not cool, Charles. You know they're sensitive about their speech impediments.
Look, guys, not that I want to, but I just got a text from the Target girl, and she wants to hook up tonight. I told you, I felt lucky. Enjoy the holiday.
What the fuck? He took my 20. Get back here, Jigsaw.
Language.
Well, this was fun. There's only the three of us now. Anyone up for hearts? What the fuck, Pinhead?
I couldn't help it.
Language!
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Jigsaw. I actually had a cough drop and I feel much better now. Before we end the show, let's tell you where Mark might be if he survives tonight. For the rest of the month, he's actually going to be on the Ghost and Legends trolley. And the rest of the month being tomorrow and Friday. He will not be on air for a few weeks. His next show will be November 16th. But if you want to go to his website, markscalia.com, you can check out some of his live performances. He will be at the Stone Church in Newmarket, New Hampshire on November 3rd. And then at Chunky's in Nashua, New Hampshire on November 5th. That's if he survives. Now, I've tabulated all the scores, and I have made the decision that Mark will live. We're going to let him go so that he can continue to do this low-quality podcast show. As I said, his next show will be November 16th. Go to markscalia.com for upcoming live performances. To be a sponsor, a guest, or leave a comment, email radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline 978-219-9294. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just a moment, okay?